This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
A lot of people get stigmatized by being identified as somebody suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. But what this is doing, the fact that they suffer from this, we need to look at this as a victory. The first purpose of a healthy brain is to preserve life, your life, your life. And if you are actually suffering from post-traumatic stress due to combat or some self-defense situation or something, that means your brain has executed properly and you're dealing with the aftermath of it. So you should thank your brain for recognizing and remembering danger. You should thank it for creating a grateful acceptance between the reasoning center and emotionally reactive functions of the brain. You got it sorted out quick. You succeeded. There's a false philosophical dichotomy that has developed that the prefrontal cortex, and I'm getting quite technical here, yes, I know, which is especially developed in humans and associated with executive functioning such as reasoning and planning and abstract thought, is the higher part of the brain, while the limbic system, which enables fear and aggression, love, long-term memory, and the fight or flight response, is the lower part of the brain. All of this, you know, just to break it down and get oversimplified there. The prefrontal functions often keep very low company. Even very able reasoning centers can be conditioned to rationalize immoral or even monstrous behavior, such as Planned Parenthood videos are reminding us now. On the other hand, the limbic system's automatic response to danger enables behaviors that are termed heroism. The capacity to feel fear and to react aggressively is essential for survival and protection and loyalty. If you're somebody that walks around in a daily life where you carry a gun and you actually had to use it, the only way to have a long and happy life is going to result from choices based on a fluent and mutually respectful conversation between the executive functions of abstract reasoning and the emotional portions of the brain that enable fear. They have to come together and they have to do something that is actually cognitive and put together the right way. Likewise, the happiness and the survival of the American Constitutional Republic also depends on a sufficient number of such balanced brains willing to protect and preserve the nation. This nation was founded on the belief that God grants human beings this ineffable, unalienable right to try to live happy and free. Notice, not guaranteed, but to try. Again, amendments of the Constitution are attempts to reconcile this immutable gift and to enable people to make the most of it through man's law. The amendments are the work product of some top-flight American prefrontal lobes, by the way. Just understanding them requires pretty good working gray matter between one's forehead, or behind it, rather. The amendments start with enabling the premier neocortex skills, such as the free exercise of religion, freedom of speech. Then comes a passel of legal rights pertaining to judicial proceedings. There's a right to live free of the legal conditions of slavery or involuntary servitude, and a good two dozen legalisms about citizenship and voting and taxation and the presidency. There are rights about unenumerated rights. You don't have the right to manufacture alcohol. But you do have the right, on second hand, to be in the booze business. But of the 27 amendments to the Constitution, one doesn't ring as legalistic as the others. One reads not only as a right, but as a personal responsibility. Only one amendment is starkly based upon the brain's healthy conversation between the ideal of freedom and the fear of the ever-present threat of violence. And this is the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment alone says you have the right to take your own survival into your own hands. You have the right to live armed so as not to be killed forthwith by evildoers in the world, and to preserve freedom for posterity. Brilliant brains wrote the Second Amendment. It resulted from this theory of freedom. It was conditioned in their prefrontal cortexes by the idea of a recently reformed and modernized religion conversing with the limbic memory of death from redcoat rifles. Those intracranial conversations between justice and fear resulted in an unabridgeable right to bear arms. There's been quite a few things that have changed since 1789. The American people have submitted to government control of their thoughts and words and deeds in every way unimaginable to the revolutionary generation. We would not be recognized today. Underwritten by scientific and technological advances and a relative dearth of war on American soil, governmental totalitarians have done what they could to neutralize the healthy intracranial conversation in American brains between life-saving fear and law, thus creating the low-info voter. And we have, to a certain degree, a political enslavement of the American people. And that also depends on us being convinced that personal firearms can no longer help to keep us safe. This is something we resist. We resist it highly. A widely drugged and electronically distracted populace is being brainwashed into believing that their enemies are not evildoers, like criminals or terrorists that can be stopped by bullets. We get fed a bunch of dopey ideas that our worst enemies are abstractions like racism, or mythology like climate change. To a very great extent, government lies and bribes have conquered the American spirit here in the USA. And as an example, if Americans have not been brought to shirk the duty of being a standing militia, the invasion of America by millions of illegal aliens would not be possible today. A lot of things have changed since 1789. However, the human brain isn't one of them. It has been conditioned, but it has not changed. One thing that has happened, though, that it gives me hope, is that the American people are not listening to the government that says, you don't need to have a gun. Guns are bad. You don't need to have a gun. They're not listening. Instead, they're buying more guns. It was the biggest August on memory. It was bigger than 2013. So whether left-wing elites who believe the benefits of an armed protection should be reserved for them alone, or the Main Street majority who are swiftly acquiring arms, it will not be possible in the end result. Understand this. In the end result, it is not possible to take us over. We will not be disarmed. We will be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires.
arms, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let's see, was it Saturday. Haven't had a chance to talk about this yet. Saturday. From Robar, I got back the Remington 887. And I showed it in the chat room and everybody wants to know what was done to the bang stick. The Remington 887 is a, coming out of the box, it's a interesting beast. And at the same time, while it's lightweight and it's coated so it's never gonna rust, and all of this other fun stuff, at the same time, it's completely impractical because of the way it's built. So when I was talking to Freddie Blish about guns that they could possibly work over for me, they have this, and they call it the Hammer of the Gods, which is pretty, and it's a pretty apt description of just about any shotgun with a double-aught buck. Most of the time I load mine with military-grade double-aught buck. That's what I find it at Academy Sports for, I don't know, it's not very expensive. So, what do they do with the bang stick? They completely disassembled the bang stick, and all of the metal pieces are now coated with NP3, which means this gun is going to last for a very, very, very long time. Now, a couple of other things they did, which makes this gun functional now. This gun was completely unfunctional. I have never fired this gun. I've owned this gun for nearly 2 years, and I've never fired it simply because I looked at it and I said, this is the most impractical gun I own now. It's the only shotgun I own. And because it is so impractical, I still have it because I didn't think anybody would actually trade with me. It has quite a few attributes that are very nice. It has this rib going down the length of the barrel. It has a rail back here on the back. It's got a fiber optic front sight. It's got another rail here on the front. But it's very impractical. For one reason only. The pump handle, when you brought the pump handle down to cycle it, if your finger was depressing the unlock switch on the pump for the pump, when it would come down, it would amputate your finger because it was all the way back near the trigger guard, because you had these tails on it. And I don't know why they were there unless it was to give a better grip or something. It was very long. So the first thing they did, they removed a lot of material off the back of the pump handle. Splendid job they did. It looks like it was born this way. Then they texturized the pump handle. It's got, sort of got a stipple job there. It's got a stipple job back here. The trigger has been reworked. It's very smooth. Let's see. Very smooth. It's of all the work that they did too. One of the things about Robar that I find so interesting is the quality of the work they do against what you would think is a very low price. The work on the shotgun was about $300. And they took a shotgun, which was fine. You know, you'd load it up with your 7 rounds, and then you'd have your one in the pipe, so you had 8 on tap, and you'd go out and you would start shooting. And then, but there was no way to attach anything to it to carry any spare ammo with you. It was more designed to be a hunting shotgun than it was a tactical shotgun. And the problem with the one that I have is it's set up to be a tactical shotgun. I've got the extended magazine and all of these other things. It looks like a tactical shotgun. Now it is a tactical shotgun. I'm going to finally take it out and shoot it. Check that out. I've got, so far with the Robar, I put up a little tabletop review on the AR-15. On the Glock 19 they rebuilt, which is 20-some-odd years old. That Glock is the oldest gun I own. They made it new and more effective. And now I've got a Remington 887 that is more effective than any other Remington 887 out there today, without all of the baggage of the 870, which I've heard has a lot of rust issues. So that'll be up as soon as I get it shot. Speaking of shooting, Here's one thing I would like to see happen, if only because I like law enforcement being able to take care of themselves. When you actually are facing a desperado, it is better to have a gun that does not cripple you. So, New York needs to do away with the 12-pound New York trigger. New York City. Why do I say that? Well, because there was a gunfight in New York City the other day against one suspect. They fired, and it was a running gunfight. It took place at multiple locations. 84 rounds expended. One hit him, which was the last round they fired, and it hit him in the calf. It was not exactly a precision shot. So, the fact that it was a running gunfight tells me this guy was a moving target, which that's not the easiest thing to take a shot at. He did shoot at them. He was shooting at them as well. It was, shall we say, bad. It was a bad day. 84 shots fired at the guy. Get your officers and train them, new NYPD. You have some probably very brave people there, no doubt about it. Train them to use a gun and give them a gun that does not cripple them. The 12-pound trigger pull is three times the weight of the gun. How are they supposed to be accurate with that in a heated situation, in a crisis situation, when that limbic part of the brain takes over? They're going into survival mode. How are they supposed to get those shots off well? Correctly. First time he engaged, four officers fired 52 shots at him. Second time he engaged, two more officers fired 32 shots at him. 84 shots. One of the officers, either Officer Wanda Crooks or Alem Tache, was the one that took him down. And they were firing 16-shot weapons, which I don't even know what a 16-shot weapon is. Can't be a Glock. Some SIGs might have 16-round magazines, but I don't know about it. It's either 15 or 17, as far as I know. So, police are saying that the police acted properly despite all the shots fired. I'm going to say that they probably acted as best they could. That's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to say that it was proper. It would have been proper had they had a good gun. And it would have been over with quicker, too. They're admitting gun control is not going to work, but they want it anyway. But that's all beside the point. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Number two, get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. They did not put an extension tube on the 887. That was stock. That's the way the gun came. That's why I didn't understand why it was so ergonomically messed up. Now it's ergonomic. I've got it fixed up now. I've got it set. Anyway, the murder by the reporters by the deranged black homosexual chip on the shoulder deranged lunatic. Of course, there was no flag to ban coming out of that like there was with Dylann Roof for some reason. For some reason with Dylann Roof, that was racism and the Confederate flag. So we got rid of the Confederate flag for the most part. It's basically been taken down everywhere and taken. You can't buy it at Amazon anymore. Case closed. Now, with this cat, with Flanagan, the rainbow flag is protected now, so we don't have to ban that flag. So once again, we get a whole bunch of arguments about guns, which have already been disproven over and over and over again. I guess they think whoever says it last, that's the one that's going to stick. So they keep coming out and saying the same thing over and over again. We disprove them, then they go away for a bit. Now, and they're not going to let the facts get in the way of their goals. Understand that. It has nothing to do with
what we can and can't do, or what we need to do and what we can't do. Recently, the Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, the next fine Frankenstein in waiting, he was on CNN. And he was a very prime example of the way the anti-Second Amendment zealots think, although I don't think using the word think is the right word. He lamented that Congress has done nothing about gun violence. I believe that we have become complicit in these murders, he complained. And by we, of course, he meant the Republicans. I'm speaking directly to the Republican leadership of the House and the Senate, he lectured. They should be bringing anti-gun violence bills to the floor. Anti-violence is conceptual, Senator. It is a concept I live by. It is a concept most people live by, but it is not. There is no way to legislate that. You cannot legislate away violence. You cannot resolve violence. You can stop violence. You can counter violence, but you can't legislate away violence. Whether it's gun or ice pick or drumstick or, you know, whatever. You cannot legislate away violence. If that were the case, there would be none. Already. It's already illegal to kill people. It's illegal to hurt people. It's illegal to assault people, to rape people. So if you could legislate away violence, we wouldn't have any. That has nothing, once again, like I said, this has nothing to do with facts, because we got goals in place. Many of the mass shootings that take place are carried out in states and cities that have the strictest gun law. Now, while you have incidences like Flanagan, Holmes, Lanza, Alexis, these happen in places and they happen quickly, and you know they're over with them most of the time in less than 90 minutes. In the case of Alexis, it was a long, drawn-out thing. In the case of most of the rest of them, it's very short. You can't anticipate this either. You have the seeds are sown out there. When I had Dr. Linda on the show last week, one of the common denominators among all of these guys is either they have been on these drugs and come off, or they've been on these drugs and something's going wrong with them. The drugs, the psychotropic compounds, they don't affect everybody the same way, but everybody that is affected reacts this way. Most of your mentally ill people are never going to be a danger to anyone, not even themselves. They might die of malnutrition. That's going to take a bit. So getting out there and calling for legislation against an inanimate object, which is not going to solve anything, that's pretty much an established fact that doing that is not going to solve anything. Now, you can look at these other places like, Vermont and Utah get an F from the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence for their very loose gun restrictions. Yet those states have the third and fourth lowest homicide rates in the country, respectively. Shouldn't those states receive an A from the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence? After all, they seem to have done a pretty good job preventing gun violence. Which leads to another point. It's not even about the violence. It's about control. You and I are the ones that will control the violence if it unfolds itself in front of us. We'll try to take control of it. Statists love a centralized control. Their ideology is based upon it. So what can, you know, that kind of control is very hard against with an armed populace staring back at you, isn't it? He also took to task former Virginia governor and a Republican presidential candidate, Jim Gilmore, for stating an obvious point. The problem is not guns, but reforming the mental health system, which we basically don't have one for the most part. Mental health, for the most part, is administered to today by general practitioners. And I know that there's people out there that say psychology and psychiatry is a false science or something like that. I don't know. I'm not that smart when it comes to that. I do know that they try very, I've met a couple of them. They seem to be looking and seeking a truth, which is all we can really ask of anybody. The ones I've met anyway. Now, Murphy's not having anything about that. He said that the fact is there's no inherent connection between mental illness and violence, and that kind of talk should stop. This is a straw man, according to him. Murphy is implying that Gilmore claimed that all mentally ill people are violent, which we already know is not the case. We know that all the people that we see doing these things are mentally ill. That's what we know. Sort of like the whole terrorism thing, Senator. He also parrots Ezra Klein's claim that we could bring the suicide rate down if there were fewer guns. I think Japan and South Korea would grossly disagree with that one. And they have the highest suicide rates. Another one that he regurgitates is a so-called gun show loophole. If you're buying a gun from an FFL, no matter where they are, even in a gun shop, you are going to go through a gun show, you're going to go through a background check. And recently at Cook County in Chicago, where you have so many shootings out there, they found out in a little poll they took that only 1.5% of the people in jail bought their guns at a gun shop. Which means that 98.5% of people don't buy their guns at a gun shop that are criminals. Of those currently incarcerated and able to be surveyed. So, end result? Murphy said at the end of the interview, I don't think that we should expect that anything that we're going to enact in Washington is going to stop shootings. Why would you bother, you think? But he goes on to explain, there's no one legislative solution, but there are changes that will make a difference. Just the action of Congress in any way, shape, or form. So they feel like they've got to do something, and that is attack your rights. That's the Democratic lexicon. There are no more blue dogs anymore. Check them out. When we get back, you should pay attention to what your spider sense is telling you. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY cable and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, we exist in a time of the politically correct, and I mean, it can be quite vociferous if you bump up against one of them and you're not exercising your PC talking points. One of their commonalities is they are the most intolerant of people out there. They demand that everybody ignore their intuition so that a certain group of individuals are not offended. They want you to use generic pronouns so that transgender individuals aren't offended. They want you to have dinner with multicultural races of people frequently to ensure you're not racist. They want you to undress in front of the, you know, and in front of and shower in front of the boys, girls. So, if for no other reason, then I have this one group of absolutely intolerant individuals out there telling me that I need to do these things, I know better simply than to ignore my intuition. Now, with some of you, if you go to a concealed carry class, you're going to be told to pay attention to what your gut feeling is. And this is your intuition. If you're in a situation, your gut feeling is coming across where you don't feel comfortable or you sense that a particular area is unsafe, follow your gut feeling and get out. Follow your intuition. However, we do sometimes have to be in places that could potentially put us in harm's way. Like a Walmart. This past summer, a Milwaukee County judge sentenced 21-year-old James J. Gill to 9 years in prison and another 7 years of extended supervision after he pled guilty to two counts of armed robbery as party to a crime. Although two additional counts were dismissed, it struck me that two of these armed robberies took place in the parking lot of local Walmart stores. If you have a family and you're going to Walmart once or twice a week, can you get do you get what I'm getting here? Where there's no place that's really safe anymore.
you know, recently. I like to spend a lot of time downtown, and I saw this group of young men walking through, going in, you know, from place to place as a pack, like a pack of wolves. And they were following a couple of young ladies. And they were talking about them loudly. None of those young ladies went anywhere looking for an adult. Now, eventually they ran up on a dismounted on-the-ground cop. And they walked around him, and that dispersed the people. Now, before that cop showed up, I was just paying, from where I was at, I could watch. So I was paying attention to what was happening there. So, the fact that they weren't going anywhere or trying to seek help anywhere had me thinking, what were they thinking? why would you walk out? Let me give you an example. If you're an employee somewhere, why would you walk out somewhere alone in the dark if there's a group of men following you, asking you what's in the bag, if you got the deposit, if you're a female, talking about the way your jeans are cut, wanting to know what's in your purse? Why would you do that? Wouldn't you call the police or something? Or better yet, wouldn't you have a gun? I use my intuition. This is all part of awareness. I use my intuition to look for things. Okay? I encourage everybody to walk around armed, of course, but I also encourage people to walk around looking for things. Shooting people is a life-changing moment. And you should never do that if you can keep from doing that. Believe me on that one. I, as a concealed carry permit holder and a guy that carries a gun, I don't carry a gun to incite violence or put others in danger. I carry in order to end violence and to protect myself and others. At this particular point, I hope I never have to pull my weapon again. But I have pulled my weapon twice as a civilian. I was prepared to fire both times. Thankfully, there was a very timely about face, and they walked away. I was only able to get that upper hand because I was paying attention. I was only able to get that upper hand and get into that defensive posture because I was paying attention to my intuition. Ignoring your intuition will get you killed. Or at the very least, hurt really, really bad. Really, really bad. You can think to yourself, maybe in a, you know, you can use the acronym SAFE. Stay away from strangers. Be aware of potential danger. Follow your instinct and evaluate your options. If you simply did that, you'll never have to pull your gun. And if you do have to pull your gun, it's probably going to be in a situation where you have no choice but to shoot. And that's something else that you need to pay attention to. You need to figure out all of this other stuff that goes along with this gun-carrying thing. I was asked a question the other day. I was subbing at another radio station, and somebody sent me a text because they have a text line wanting to know what I thought about him using his first three rounds were not high-speed rounds. And I was just thinking, and he was saying that if he had to shoot somebody the first three times, that it wouldn't be extreme. And I realized this guy had never been in one of these moments. Because he thinks that there's a good bullet to shoot somebody with and not as good a bullet to shoot somebody with, or a bad bullet to shoot somebody with because it's going to hurt him more. Shooting somebody with any kind of a bullet, any kind of a round, the only control you have over it is where it is going. When it hits the body,
Who knows what it's going to do? They do have characteristics, some absolutely documented characteristics of what happens when they hit tissue or bone or anything else. But it's really sort of up in the air. You're playing 52 pickup with that. And getting out there and saying, well, my first three rounds going downrange are going to be less lethal than my ensuing 12. I don't even know why you would do that. If I have to pull my gun and I have to start pulling the trigger, I don't want to have to pull the trigger three times that I don't need to. I want this to be over with quick. You need to nullify the threat. You need to put it down. Because if it's a threat to you, it's a threat to everybody else. All these rounds that are not hitting you if you're being shot at, these are telling you these are telling you that if they miss you, they might be hitting somebody else. So if you can stop them quickly, you need to stop them. So intuitively, I would say load your magazines with the most lethal ammunition you can find and stick to that. And don't worry about, intuitively getting out there and saying, well, I'm going to stack rounds, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No. Put the most dangerous stuff in there that your gun will fire. And that's what you carry. That's what you carry. Going into the next hour when we get back, we're going to talk about August a little bit. Then we're going to look at a couple of things. How can you be the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence when you're inciting violence? That's all coming up next hour. Oh, well, they will continue, and we just got to keep going, I guess. And that's fine. I got, when you do it for a profession, that means that I've got plenty of work left to do. Plenty of work left to do. Oh, golly. And the numbers don't support them anymore. Nowhere near it. Let's go to hour number two on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.